What's up, guys? My name's Sky. I'm glad to be back. I'm back at it again. We are going to get after today. I'm doing news, DFW news, and we're going to see how this goes. This is the first time I've done this in a while. Man, I love podcasting, dude. I love podcasting. I don't know. Let's get toasty. Whitest guy you know, back at it again. All right, that's enough. I gotta bring that down a notch. Here we go. I hope that actually works in the recording. I'm looking at myself right now in my camera, on my computer, and we are gonna see where that takes us. Anyway, what's up, guys? Back at it again. Like I said, doing podcasting, and it's called The Daily Dose with Sky. Now, we'll see what happens with that. I don't know if I even like that name, but, we're going to get after it. I've got a few stories for you, and let me just lay those down for you so you know what's coming out. So, there's a few things I want to talk about. I want to talk about a conspiracy theory or possible conspiracy theory, a few things that actually happened that you might care about. So the Alec Baldwin case is updated, and we've got layoffs expected at Amazon, and then a new bar in town that's actually in Fort Worth I want to talk to you guys about. And then I also want to talk to you guys about the Varsity Tavern, because I've got some inside info on that whole thing and where that's headed. So I want to talk to you guys on that, and that's about it, I think. But let's get to it. Sorry I'm distracted. This is like I don't know, man. I'm excited because I got some new equipment and I'm able to do this now better than I was before. But I am not used to it. It takes practice, man. All this stuff takes a ton of practice, and you just have to be ready for that, I guess. You know what I mean? So let's get to it. I'm gonna put on the tinfoil hat immediately. I want you guys to listen to this story because it's possible that it's a big deal. Could be a big deal. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But this is a month ago, so don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not always going to come to you guys with, like, freaking stories that are old. I get it. You know, news cycles are quick. Everyone's up in arms all the time about random crap. Every single day there's a new thing out to talk about. And I'm trying to be the guy that you can watch and listen to so that you're informed whenever you go to your friend group or wherever you go, so you can be the most informed guy in the room, smartest man in the room, however you want to say that, woman, the most informed woman in the room as well. You know, there's no gender inequality here, okay? But there's only two genders. All right, I'm going to keep going. So the conspiracy theory is a state representative in Connecticut was killed in a wrong-way crash, and this was a month ago, right? This is old news, I guess. He was coming home from his swearing-in ceremony, and that's where this gets interesting, because he died the night after he got sworn in. Sorry, the night of him getting sworn in, which is interesting to me. It's his inaugural ball. The governor's inaugural ball, basically swearing in all these representatives that get elected and whatever. And he's leaving, and he gets killed in a wrong-way car crash. So here's the thing. You know, there's only a few ways this type of thing can happen, right? Like, right? You're drunk driving, and you're going down the wrong way. Maybe you're texting and driving, so distracted driving is another way. So I'll just put distracted driving all in one. Or it didn't happen like that, and it wasn't your fault. So possibly you were suicided. You know what I'm saying? Air quotes. I'm doing air quotes right now for you guys listening. You were suicided. Those are the things I'm coming up with right now. Look, it's political games, man. And ever since I watched House of Cards, dude, I just have a bad feeling about anything like this happening. Anytime there's any kind of weird stuff, you know, I just do. It's how I am. Now that I've watched that show, it's ruined me. It has ruined me. Sorry, I keep coughing, clearing my throat. I'm drinking a nice tequila soda, my new favorite drink. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a little bit of that pineapple passion fruit, the sparkling water with tequila. Anyway, all I'm saying is it's good. That was a tangent, but we'll keep going. That's all I got on this conspiracy theory thing. Look, I'm not saying anything happened. I'm not saying I have any info. I'm not saying I have any evidence. Like, I don't have anything. There's nothing there. I'm just a pleb out here talking up a storm. And, you know, you may not agree or whatever or think I'm stupid. That's fine. But the thing is, I don't put it past people like that. I don't put it past people because now that we know what happens in the government, it's all sketchy. It's all sketchy. That's all I'm trying to say. Moving on. Moving freaking on. Amazon is expecting to lay more people off. This is also an old news thing. But the reason I brought it up is because I want to talk about the situation we find ourselves in. And that is going to be could be dire. But here's the thing. The cool thing? I don't know if it's cool. The good thing about this economic downturn, for some reason, this is my inkling, right? It's gone slower than most in the past. Like, let's take 2008, for instance, 7, 8, 9, whatever. That was such a fast thing, you know, a fast crash, so to speak, because everything just kind of imploded so quickly, and no one on the outside knew about it until everyone on the outside knew about it. That makes sense, right? There were a few guys, you know, if you watch The Big Short, of course, there were a few people in there that knew. They were in there like swimwear, man. They knew what they were doing. But there were also the whole entire public population in America did not have any idea. And the world, too. So all I'm saying is this has gone slower this time. And maybe there will be a downturn because of inflation and whatever and blah, blah, blah. You guys have all heard the story 1,000 times. I'm not going to go over it again. If you haven't heard that or you don't know what I'm talking about or you know, whatever, just go watch or listen to All In podcast, or Joe Rogan's talked about it, of course, on his. Everyone else talks about that. I'm not going to reiterate that and beat a dead horse. But what I think is going to happen is people will be able to accept it better and be able to handle it better because it'll happen over the course of this year and next year, potentially, until we're even at the so-called bottom level before we actually rise up or, you know, go back to normal, depending on what the Fed does. You know, the Federal Reserve, they could choose to raise rates sooner rather than later, which is probably what they should do, and that would put us in a hard situation faster. But the thing that I see happening is them not reacting as fast as they probably should. That's always how it goes with the Federal Reserve. So, you know, I guess don't take it from me because I'm not the expert. But look, guys, I also do a podcast every month with a couple of my friends, and we talk about these important topics. And some of them, actually one of them or two of them, are more capable of talking about this type of thing, more in line or in tune with finances that way than I am. And, you know, this is funny because I used to be an investment podcaster, YouTuber guy, which you cannot go find any of that stuff because I deleted all of it. Got them. But, I got one for that. Hold on. Wait. I got to find these pads. You know, I have sound pads now. Trying to figure those things out, dude. Cause they're freaking fun, bro. They are so fun. If I can do it, hold on. So what I said was I used to be an investment guy, not into it now. Deleted all the videos so you guys cannot find them. And ladies and gentlemen, so hard to find. We got them. Bro, these pads are so fun. Guys, I got the Rodecaster Pro, and the Rodecaster Pro, I mean, it's not the Pro 2, so it's not the latest generation. I did this because I saved some money by buying the Pro. That's what you should do. It does all the same things you need it to do anyway. Dude, this thing's a masterpiece. But yeah, man, so Amazon's expected to lay these people off, and that's why it brought me into this conversation about our current economy, the current economy going down. It's going to be slower than everyone else maybe thinks, I think, because the Fed's not going to react as fast. And that's it. That's simple. It's simple as that. Now, however, what's funny to me is I've talked to two real estate agents, only two, I know, not a lot. It's not like I can get a full 2,000 people survey out here in Fort Worth. If you are a real estate agent and you want to comment on this, then comment on it. Tell me what you think on the comments below, obviously. Maybe we can link up and talk, whatever. But they said, these two guys said, commercial real estate and a lot of residential is just going up, right? And I'm in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, right here, DFW, shout out. I just don't believe them. I don't believe it's going to just go up like it always has because of the situation we're going to find ourselves in. It's pretty clear that the market changed already. That already happened. And it slowed way down. And especially with the whole building materials thing, maybe that's why. Maybe he's thinking that since building materials are still behind, maybe it'll always be like that or always raise prices. Look, I'm not sure what he was thinking about that, because obviously I was at a bar and I was drinking an old fashioned and I really didn't have my camera on me, dude. I was doing like, you know, random camera stuff, like video shots and stuff like that. I was not in the zone to talk about the economy. That wasn't where my headspace was at. And if you guys know me at all, you know I'm in 1,000 different directions all the time. So sometimes that direction is not finances and not economy, unfortunately. But hey, that's why we're here. So if you're a real estate agent and you want to comment on this and tell me what you think, go ahead. That's fine. Whatever. I'm just giving you guys my anecdotal evidence because that's what I do. It's the name of the game. So yeah, economy is going to go slower than normal. I think you have a chance. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. Yes, you should hedge up and change some things and maybe save some money and not put yourself in freaking crazy credit card debt, because like the statistic on that's insane for Americans. America credit card debt. I'm going to look it up right now on Google and just show you guys what we're dealing with. The total credit card debt in America in 2023. Hopefully my Wi-Fi will load this. Okay, this is killing me. I can't do it. This 247 waltz.com. Yeah, you suck. Not in it, bro. All right, LendingTree, bro. Here we go. Americans have an absolute mountain of credit card debt. $925 billion is the America's credit card debt right now. And like we already know, the stat for 2021 and 2022 car payments, the average was $700. Because everyone was jumping up and getting a new car because of that type of thing. So if you're in that situation, that's what I would get out of. But you have time. All I'm trying to tell you is, you know, I'm not going to give you a black pill. That doesn't exist right now. I think you have a chance here, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think everyone should calm down, relax, and handle their finances like they should. All right, that's been a finance lesson from Sky, the guy. So next story I'm going to talk about is Alec Baldwin. That's the update on it. I mean, not much of an update. He was charged with involuntary manslaughter, essentially, and formally, by the way. So this is it. This is the one. This is updated 15 minutes ago. This is done. The Santa Fe district attorney filed the charging documents naming Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who supervised weapons. So the armor, I guess they call that an armor on set. The armorer or armor, the person on the film set that handles all weapons and makes sure that they're safe to use on set, that's Hannah, gives the gun to Alec Baldwin, who is an actor, as you may know. A lot of people don't like him. That's beside the point. And he shoots off this gun on set as part of the act while he's acting. The gun fires an actual bullet and kills one person and injures one person. And then you have so much stuff happening, you know, in the press and the media, just one thing after another. You're wondering what's happening. Is this, you know, is this real? You know, oh, I believe he did it. He's the guy. You know, he meant to do it. Whatever you think, you know. And I think that's wild to me. It's wild to me that people are out there just immediately doing that. That's why we have a justice system, by the way. Thank God we have a justice system, because we got to slow down, take a deep breath, and go through all the motions here and get all the facts. Now, here's the thing, though. I want to know what side you're on this. Do you think that is a just filing or ruling that Alec Baldwin got involuntary manslaughter? Or do you think Do you think that it should only be Hannah? Do you think that it should be both of them? Do you think it should be more? Do you think there should be death penalty? Tell me what you think. I don't think it should be any of that. I'm just asking you. Comment below and tell me what you think, and then go through the motions there. You want to email me, you can, I guess. All that stuff's in the show notes. All these links, these articles will be in the show notes. Guys, you know how I do. I'm not even going to explain that anymore. Yeah, so then they also charged the assistant director because he's, you know, he's the director. And he pled guilty. He just said, yeah, I'm guilty, sorry. Because, like, it's his set, you know, it's a director's set. Now, let me put me in that situation. I've never directed a film that big. Let me just say that first. Do I hope to? I have no idea. Maybe one day. I do love the film scene. I do love making movies. I'm into it right now. I'm just a guy here that maybe has some help every once in a while. I just hire some guys out if I want to do a wedding or whatever, right? Like, this is small time, dude. This is not some movie set. But whenever I have people with me, or I'm a second shooter for somebody else, they call that, right? Or if I'm shooting with somebody else, that's the director, so to speak, they tell me exactly what they want done, and I'll do that specific thing. That's it. That's it. That's all you do. Just do what they say, get it done, boom. I want a sweep shot over here on the left. Can you get him as the subject? Make his center, I want it formatted, you know, he needs to be on the right third. Whatever they say, it doesn't matter. That is what I do. I put it where they want it. I freaking compose it the way they want it. Boom, done, right? Frame it the way they want it, so to speak. I shouldn't have said compose because you guys may not understand that. Whenever I say compose, it basically means the framing of what I'm putting. So when you look at the camera, you'll see the rectangle, and then wherever you want that frame at, they say, oh, I want the subject on the right third or whatever they say, and you're going to put them on the right third. Okay, right? Because there's only three thirds, obviously, on a piece of anything. So split the screen into threes and you got it. Okay, whatever. Small little lesson on that. My point in saying all this crap, really long-winded way, which is how I do anyway, sorry, is that this armorer, the girl, Hannah, was in charge of one specific thing, and that is to make sure the weapons are good. And supposedly, you know, rumor has it, of course, according to a lot of people, rumor has it that, but earlier in the day, before they were on set again, they were off firing these weapons with real bullets, playing around like target practice at a range type thing, right? And because I guess they were in Arizona, or no, they were in New Mexico. They were in a place with a lot of land, and they had a set up for target practice, I guess. Excuse me. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. That's the rumor has it. Rumor has it that was happening. So already it's a nosedive. It's a freaking snowball from what was actually going on right then. You know, it's hard for me to say here. I'm not sure if I'm actually for Alec Baldwin getting charged that heavily. Now, before you scream at me, aren't you a Christian conservative? Yes, I am. And I don't necessarily love Alec Baldwin. Okay, of course. But in the grand scheme of things, I have to think about what happens on film sets all the time, and it's every single person has a specific job. Now, in the case of death of a human, yeah, I think that probably all of them should be charged. So like I said, I go back and forth on this. Obviously, he should be charged. I just said maybe not that heavily. That's all I said, okay? That's all I said, and it's just a freaking opinion. Now, I don't know. You know, I think the way it went down is probably correct because they've done their due diligence. They know what exactly happened. Hopefully they have all the judges have all the evidence. The police have all the evidence, all that stuff. The prosecutors has all the evidence, I would hope. So they know more than me. And maybe he does deserve that high of a charge, you know, because he is the actual guy that actually fired the weapon on set. Little do we know, maybe he didn't like the girl, Hannah or something. Whatever. You never know, dude. It's not a CSI episode. We don't get all the facts. Bottom line is, he was charged with involuntary manslaughter, and that's that. Now, I have a very good feeling. Here we go. Carmack Altwice, the district attorney, told the Associated Press, in a 19th of January interview, the way they write stuff is always so dumb to me. That the set was, he says this, really being run by pretty fast and loose, and that Baldwin should have known there had been previous misfires on the set, and that multiple people had brought up safety concerns. So according to this, I guess that was happening. They brought up safety concerns beforehand. That was already happening. Baldwin apparently is named one of the producers, which only really means that he's providing money, possibly equipment, possibly locations, because they also can do that. Producers can also do location stuff. That's crazy, man. They've given conflicting accounts of who handed the gun to Baldwin. That's crazy. We'll see what happens. Whatever. You guys get the point. I'm going to move on. I want to talk about some things that are local to this area, Fort Worth, Texas. I kind of want to get more local anyway, to be honest with you. I want to be more involved in the community, you know? You know? So, anywho, if I could, ouch. This is a, I'm trying to figure out what I want to say here. Should I start writing a script for these? What do you think? I just don't like it. I want it to be flowing. I want it to flow well, you know? That's how I'm used to that. I'm used to it flowing well like this. Whatever, dude. New bar, Down and Out. It's on Rosedale Street. In Fort Worth, that's near Magnolia and South Main. It's kind of in that area. It's actually in between. It's literally in between South Main and Magnolia. Like, they go 90 degrees. The streets go 90 degrees to each other, so perpendicular. And then right in that corner, bam, Down and Out. So it's a pretty cool place. I've been. They have two pool tables, quarter machines, so 7-footers. They're fun. They're trying to get with me and do a pool tournament, so if you guys want to be a part of that, just comment below. I'll make that happen. That'd be cool to do also, by the way. It'd probably be a singles tournament. Maybe we'd do teams. I don't know. Maybe we'd do Scotch doubles. That'd be kind of cool. Anyway, I go there. Pretty cool place. It's like a mixture of oldies mixed with, just because of the neon, mixed with dive bar style, but then they have nice, you know, diner style booths and stuff in there. Like, they have a lot of space, so that's why it's not really a dive bar, but I actually like that a lot. I don't like walking into a dive bar and it being like a freaking shotgun alleyway type bar, and then you're like, it's also dark, so, you know, can't see where you're stepping. You can't see anything. Every wall is black. You know, that kind of thing. Like, it's like, man, wow, okay. Hang on a second. We need some light up in here, bro. So they do the black wall thing, but they also give you some light. Basically, is what I could say about that. Like it a lot. Drinks are decently priced, if you ask me. But don't get a ranch water there. Boom! I got a ranch water, and it was really sweet. So just tell them, hey, rain in on the sweetness, and I might have that ranch water, you know? It was funny. I think they didn't know that I thought, I guess it was my problem, I don't know, I thought a ranch water was tequila soda, maybe a little bit of triple sec, maybe, but usually just tequila soda with salt or tahine and a lime. Turns out, I guess I was wrong. Maybe it's supposed to be like a margarita. Anywho, doesn't matter. They fixed it. They loved it. They were like, hey, thanks for telling us. Here's your new drink. I didn't take it back, by the way. I drank the whole thing. So I got another drink. Here's your next drink, basically, is what they did. Yeah, I don't return stuff like that. Psh, screw that. Anywho, they're actually open today right now, too. By the way, guys, if you're listening or watching, this is going to be after the event. But right now, we're all locked up inside because the roads are completely trashed. You know, just ice everywhere. And this is Texas, where they don't apparently want to invest in machines that spray salt on roads so that we don't have this problem. This is 2 years in a row. And I don't know if it's going to change anytime soon, but like this is a whole week out of everyone's, you know, life that gets cut off essentially, which, you know, I'm not complaining necessarily because I don't care because I'm cool with it. Like I'm hanging out. Look at what I'm doing. I'm creating stuff anyway. It doesn't freaking matter for me, but it matters to you out there who have to actually go to work or who want to get work done. Or maybe this is the day that you were deciding to go visit family because you haven't seen them in forever or whatever. I don't know, dude. I don't know your story. I don't know y'all's story, girl. But, you know, here we are. So, bottom line, dude, we need to get some equipment, Texas. Fort Worth, Texas. Get some equipment. Put some attachments on those trucks that I install radios in Public Works Department. You know what I'm saying? I could even help you do it. No, I'm just kidding. I would not help you do it. I would supervise if that's what you need. I'm there. So yeah, Down and Out Bar is pretty cool. It's snowing right now, so it's Snowmageddon 2023, and that's all I got. Ooh, little quick insider info on the Varsity Tavern. The Varsity Tavern is a bar. Got him. It's a bar, and it is off of or near the 7th Street area, which is essentially the college scene Fort Worth, but whatever. They closed down very abruptly, actually. So abruptly, in fact, they didn't tell any of their employees what they were doing, and whammo-bammo, they don't have a job anymore. And just like that, he is out of there, dude. He is out of there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Like that. So, I'm having so much fun with these pads. You guys are going to get so annoyed. Oh, man. These sound pads are legit. Thank you, Rode, for that. Anywho, it is coming back. But it's not going to come back as Varsity. And that's all I'll say there. It will be back. So, other than that, I don't know what happened to the employees. They obviously quit or fired, or they just like said, I'm not going to work for you anymore, probably, most likely. If I got told through text message that I had no job anymore, I would probably also say, see you later, bye. But maybe they already had a previous agreement. I don't know. You know, that's obviously news stories you hear and rumors you hear from the talk around town, you know, the community, so-called community. So from there, man, probably a few months from now, we'll see it reopen and it'll be something else. And they needed a little bit of a rebranding anyway. They were kind of trash, you know. And I don't know if you remember this at all, but you know, whenever I would go to Varsity a long time ago, it would be like you walk up, and I actually got denied once because I was wearing gym shorts, you know, which, by the way, thank you for denying me, because why the heck was I wearing gym shorts on a night out? I don't know, man. I've gotten over that, but I don't know why the heck. What was I doing, man? Was I just like tired that day? Like, did I not care about what I looked like? Not saying wearing gym shorts looks bad, but it matters for the occasion. Like, it depends on the occasion, you know? So yeah, they denied me, and I was like, what the heck? Why? They're like, you're wearing gym shorts. I was like, the guy behind me literally has cargo shorts on. What are you talking about? You know? Like, dad bod right here has cargo shorts on. And he's getting in, isn't he? Yeah? Okay. Okay, then what are we doing here? You can't have gym shorts, man. They don't look good. What? Bro, okay, all right. I'm out. See you later. Bye. Peace. And I went back like once, and I don't really go to Varsity, so it doesn't really matter to me. That's it. And apparently people have said, some of my friends have said that it is pretty racist there, so I don't know. I don't know what to say. But they're changing it up. They're getting better, I think. We'll see what happens. And they needed it. And that's all I got. That's the news for the day. That's my podcast. That's it. Hopefully you found this useful. Maybe you found it stupid. I don't know. I just wanted to create something and get back out there and start pumping out content again, because I have been so out of it and not in the zone. Holy crap. Without further ado, guys, I think that we are done, and I don't really have a outro ready yet, but we'll definitely see what happens there. By the way, guys, this new podcast that I'm doing besides this one, it's going to be on the same channel. I'm going to call it a different podcast. Obviously, it's a different podcast I'm doing, but it'll be on the same channel so I can pump out this content. And it will be me and one of my other friends, Jordan, one of my other friends, Nolan, and another guy, Adamo, we call him. Going to be a fun time, and we're going to get into it. Basically, any topic we're going to talk about or they want to talk about, we'll bring up, but we'll get in depth with it. So it's not just me and one other person going back and forth. You know, I think it'll be more entertaining that way, especially with our group. As they get more used to it, you'll start hearing that. Their personalities come out. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be really good. And so super stoked for that. Cannot wait. So with that, now we're good. Yes, now we're good. Now I'm done. And I'll see you guys later. Maybe I'll do this tomorrow again. That took forever. All right. Whatever. Stay toasty. Toasty.